4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
To ensure we're all traveling in the right direction, this call may be monitored or recorded.
9:32
p.m. What? No, no. That's absolutely ridiculous. That is never the correct time. Do not pay any attention to that clock. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, I want to ring the bell, but I don't have the bell. All I can do is jiggle my keys because I'm sitting in my car. I'm getting out of my car. It's a lovely day. It's such a nice day that I'm just wearing a short sleeve shirt. I considered wearing short pants today, and now I'm not sure if I should have or not. I think we're probably going to be okay. Hopefully, I won't die. Where have we come today on this lovely, beautiful, what is it, like 20 degrees Celsius day? Well, you'll be glad to know that this is the first trip to Harrenhaven of 2021. Here we are. I'm standing on the other side of the building, looking out over the across the street. There's people on the golf course. There's a party of four right there. There's a party of two over there. Okay, if they're playing golf here, that means they might be playing golf at the golf course near my house. So I am just walking up here on the side of the building and stuff, looking for golf balls just in case. Although I'm really disinclined to think that we'll find any. I'm glad that one of the cars that was in the parking lot left. I'm not sure if school is in or not. I think my junior high school is in session, but the elementary school isn't. I don't understand, but I was afraid there was going to be a boatload of people here. But there was three cars when I pulled in. One just left. I think one is just somebody hanging out in their car. So there might only be one person here. So I'm walking along the bocage. I'm seeing nothing. Is this going to be the first day of spotting dudes? Well, as I look down, I thought that was fox poop, but it's not. I'm on the trail now. Standing next to the dragonfly pond, and there is a raptor bolus in the middle of the path, which is odd, but okay. I'm now entering the forest. Dun dun dun! I got my glasses on. I got my sunglasses on. I have long pants on. Oh, I forgot my duck call. I should have brought my duck call. I've got my mask on, so if my voice sounds vague, why am I wearing the damn mask? Okay, there we go. Pulled the mask down because there isn't anybody out here. And everything is brown. It is the brown time at Harrenhaven. It's so non-leafy, I can see all the way back into the forest, and I can see the big tree that has Totoro's house in it. It does not look like Totoro is home, but don't worry, I'm looking around in the forest for any and all possible dudes. Could we end up seeing some dudes today? Well, we just might. That possibility does exist. And if they're out here, I will spot them. There are birds singing in the trees. There's birds flying around. There's birds flying around in my backyard. There's at least three cardinals flying around in my backyard when I left. It was pretty crazy. I am looking up into the trees, you know, in case there's any owls or any other dudes, who knows. Now the dragonfly pond was still completely frozen over, but as I come up here to the crossroads, yeah, the sub pond is mostly clear. The billabong looks like it is completely ice free, and I'm starting to hear the sounds of geese out on the water. Now, normally I'd head right out there, but no, I know all the secrets. I'm turning right, and we're going out to the Mulhall's property to see if there's any dudes out here, and there often are. And they're easy to spot because this is a wide open field that is not part of Herrenhaven. If this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, or if this is your first time hearing me outside of Herrenhaven and you're expecting weird synthesizer stuff, well, let me just inform you that when the weather gets warm, we go out looking for dudes. Looking for dudes is really one of the main activities of the Dubious Goals Committee. We walk around in the forest, we look for dudes. That's what's happening today. We'll probably get back to synthesizer stuff soon enough, but one thing you need to know in regards to that particular topic is that I was messing around with some stuff yesterday, last night. And if you listen to yesterday's show, you'll know that we are having, or was it yesterday or the day before, we were having problems with the Taisha Goto and weird stuff was going on. Well, the problem might not be the Taisha Goto. I plugged a guitar in, and the bad news is the problem might be the very, very expensive effects processor. Well, I don't even want to think about it. All right, so I'm walking along the path, looking out into the sub pond. Still got ice on half of it, and there's two geese standing out there. But there's open water right here. No action, no nothing. You know, there's no frogs or anything. Still too early for that. But now we're going to head out to the water. We're going to go out to the main big old pond and we're going to see if there's any dudes out here to be found. It is a very sunny day. My eyes are burning already. My mouth is very dry. I should have brought some tea. I'm looking into the secret pond. I don't see anything. Now, here's a tree that's been chopped down by a beveler. And I'm looking back and behind me, and there's some back there have been chewed down too. There's paths in here. There's, in the reed line, there are very many, very clearly marked animal highways. Animals are running around. I found the people who are here. There's a kid here. There's a mom here. There are paths in the reeds. I'm trying to put my mask back on. There we go. All the cattails that are dead and knocked down have been walked around on. This is the signs of things like snoodlers. This is the signs of things like foxes and bevelers, meaning beavers. Let's move forward. We got all kinds of action going on here. We've got cattails torn up. I'm seeing signs of muskrat feeding frenzies. And as I look down the shoreline, look what I see down there. You know what that is? That's a muskrat push-up. There is a muskrat push-up back there. Yes! That, oh, and look who's swimming in the water right there by that log. Oh my goodness. I wonder who it could be. Yes, it's Mr. Scratty. Hello, Mr. Scratty. Where did he go? Oh, I lost him. There was a Scratty No, he was about 10 meters away from the push-up. Now, when I say push-up, you need to understand how these are made. Once, you know, summer is over and autumn rolls around, all these cattails die and they fall over and they start to decompose. Well, what you do is you get a couple muskrats together, you swim underneath the cattails, and you start pushing them up in the air. And then you get this nice sort of natural tent. And that's where you stay if you're a muskrat over winter. It looks just like a wigwam. You know, where did that scratty go? He's in there, and he's in the reed line back there somewhere. What was that sound behind me? Tobe turns around sharply. Okay, so we got some active scratties over there.
Oh, I found a scratty.
Oh, okay, let's see, about 20 meters away from me, a scratty jumped up onto the log, and now he's chomping. He's having yummy, scratchy snacks. And I did bring my camera. Let's see if we can get the first scratty picture of the year. Take it out of a macro mode, Tobe. Okay, where that scratty is. Okay, there he is. I'm going to put it on full telephoto. Zoom in on that scratty. This isn't going to be a very good photograph. Doesn't want to focus on the right dude. Don't focus on the plants. Focus on the scratty. All right, okay, that's a different scratty because I'm looking off to my left and there's that swimming scratty. He's back in the water swimming. So we got scratty right up close and we got scratty far away. We got two scratties. The count is two. The official dude count is two. The dudes in this case are scratties. I bet there's more out here. I bet there's more. Where's that guy going? He's just swimming laps around the lake now. He's just like, oh, I'm just gonna do some marathon swimming. Although, there often is a den over there. I wonder if, wait, yeah, I'm seeing him. Well, no. He was curving in towards the bank, but then, and now he jumped over a log and over another log. Where's he going? Oh, yeah, now it looks like he's approached the bank. He's back in the water. Now what's he doing? He's over there by one of the duck boxes that fell down. And now he's on the bank. And now he's jumping back in the water. This is a very indecisive muskrat. Not like this guy over here, who is very focused. Very, very, very task-oriented. Look at this guy. Nom, 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 nom. He's eating it up. Yummy, 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 nom, nom, nom. It's a little bit breezy out here. It wasn't this windy at my house. Well, I guess we could keep looking for stuff and dudes. Because that guy's going to be there for a while. He's having a yummy snack. Wait, what did I just see? Did I see something else? No, guess not. What else do we got going on? Well, we got two geese over here on the inside of the boardwalk. I got to apologize for the wind noise. Okay, that other swimming scrat has now swum around the weir. And he's swimming. He's just swimming. What a swimming maniac. Look at this guy. He's just going back over there into the corner of the pond. Okay. Keep an eye on that clown. All right, I've just passed the halfway point on the boardwalk. And yeah, we got two geese. One is sleeping. Right here to my left. Hi, sleepy goosers. We got some other little birds flying by. And as I gaze out over the pond, oh my God. Okay, there's two geese way out there, but over here to my right, up against the street. Oh, there's two geese over there. There's another. There's a mother, another muskrat push-up. Okay, the two sets of geese over by the muskrat push-up have now noticed me and are chattering all about it. Where's the rest of the muskrats? Is there something on that log over there? I can't tell. You know, we're going to have to bring out the good camera. Got to borrow my dad's big old fancy camera. Bring that bad boy out here. Get some pictures of these scratties. Now, where'd that swimming scratty go? I wonder if he was going back over to this push-up. I am scanning the banks. I'm scanning the reed lines. I'm looking for herons. I do not see any herons. Just geese. And not really a whole hell of a lot of geese, you know? I guess the massive geese push will be soon. Okay, what was that over there? Is that my scratty? Is that my scratty? Yeah. There's a dude swimming around on the water. No, that's not a scratty. You gotta understand, I'm looking into the sun. Those are ducks. There's two ducks. There's a male and a female mallard. Uh-oh, goose conflict. Some goose just got chased away. Somebody got too close to somebody else's business. And they said, hey, we won't stand for your attitude, Mr. Goosler. So they chased him off. I'm walking my way back down the boardwalk. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Having some fun. Enjoying this lovely weather. Trying not to stare into the sun because now I'm kind of got a low-level headache. Yep, alright. Okay, so turning back into the insides of the business here. Oh, where did our scratty go? Our close-up scratty has moved. Where did he go? Maybe he came closer. Maybe he's in the reeds. They love to walk around and play in the reeds and get under the boardwalk. This is their new thing, is packing mud and building stuff over here. They think that's pretty fun. Oh, but look at this. I didn't notice this before because, I don't know, I guess I was too busy watching muskrats. But there's a huge white splotch on the boardwalk right here. Heron poop. And when we got heron poop, that means we got herons, but I just don't see any hanging around today. I'm now scanning the reed lines, looking for my muskrat buddies, trying to figure out where they went. That one guy, he was just right there, but I don't see any movement. Looking back to the push-up, I don't see any water movement or anything. So I'm going to keep moving. Oh, no, he's right there. Oh my God, as soon as I take a step, he pops out of the water on a log. He is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 1/4 meters away. And he's just grooming himself. Oh, he says, oh, I have kind of an itchy butt, so I have to bite my own butt. Yeah, he gots to get scratches. Okay, so he's just sitting there, and now he's just licking his paws or cleaning his face or whatever the hell he's doing. I can't even find him on the goddamn camera screen. There he is. Hey, dude. Look up here. Say hi to me. You are my friend. Camera doesn't want to focus. The camera can't even see him. He's kind of in the shade. Oh my God, there's another one. That's pop. Oh, look at that Chubmeister. Holy craps. Oh, he. Another one just came up onto that log where this guy was, and he was a biggin. Oh, here he comes. He's approaching this guy. He's swimming into the reeds. Oh, is he gonna sneak up on this dude? Yes. Oh my God, we got two. Oh, it's, they say, hi, hello, how are you? Oh, are you having a nice scratchy day? Yes, I am having a lovely scratchy day. How about you? Oh, yes. I'm like to do scratchy business out here. Yes, that's a very day, good day for scratchy business, isn't it? Oh, yes. Oh, do you like these yummy reeds? Yes, oh, they're so delicious. Oh, here, dip them in the water. It's good sauce. Do you like sauce for your reeds? Yes, oh, they're so tasty on a lovely spring morning. Because this is what we...
Uh-oh, they just saw me. Because I knelt down. Okay, no, don't argue. No, get back on there, dude. I'm trying to get a picture of these guys. Oh, one of the he's swimming away. Oh,
no, come back, dude.
Come back.
Oh, I got it. I can't see anything because I got my damn sunglasses on. I had to put my mask back on because somebody just walked up here. Oh, and now little dude is swimming away. Okay, so we just had a pretty good close encounter with muskrats who were only about 5 meters away, who decided to have yummy lunch. This is what we do on Dubious Goals Committee. We look for friendly scrats and we come to visit them in the swamp. Well, this isn't a swamp. This is a wetlands. This is a riparian wetlands. All right, one guy's over there. Now he's swimming over. Oh, that's little dude. Little dude is swimming over there. He got some reed action going. And big Chubbs. Where did Chubbs go? Chubbs, I think, is still under. Still under here. Yeah. No, this is not Chubbs. This is the little dude. Chubbs must be that guy over there. Yes, Chubbs is over there. He's sitting on the log having a yummy bite. And this little dude is sitting right here too. Also having yummy snacks, because that's what we do here in the snack zone. Got some geese flying overhead. I can't get... This guy does not want to step into the light. If he would step into the light, we could get some good pictures of him, but he just wants to sit there and nibble on his yummy reed snacks. And now he's going back under to get some more. Oh, it's a very scratty day. So scratty. All right, where did that little dude go? Oh, I think he went. Yep, here he comes. He likes to go over there to get his yummy shoots, and then he swims back to this log to eat them. This guy's kind of small. He's about, I don't know, 1 pounder tops. But, oh, he's got to wash his yummy reeds off. Then he's going to dip them into the yummy lake sauce and get some yummy snacks because we like to eat yummy shoots. That's what we eat during the spring. These muskrats, they like to come in here and pull the reeds up because they're dead. And then the little shoots grow in between the old spaces and they pull those up and they give them a big chomp. Oh, where did that big guy go? Oh, big guy is still... He's still sitting there, but he's got his butt facing us. And he's chomping away. Where's little... Okay, little scratty dude, he likes to hide right behind this clump of dried reeds. And you can get on one side and you can kind of see him. But it's not good for cameras because you're sort of looking into the light. I want to get in there and say, hey, come here, let me put you on this log over here where you're in the nice and bright sun and we can take pictures of scratties. But Scratty say no. Scratty say, I want to eat these yummy, yummy reeds. Oh, they're so delicious. Look at this guy. See, if I stand right here, I'm even closer. That's 4¾ meters away. I'm 475 centimeters away from a muskrat. A little tiny guy. It's like I could almost reach out and grab him. But he says no, and he gets off his log. And he goes swimming back under all the reeds, disappearing from my sight. But as I look in there, there it is. There's what I'm looking for. I can see this jiggle of water as he's pulling something up. And now he comes back. Boom, boom, boom. What's he got in his mouth? Oh, it's more delicious. Scratty lunch. Oh, yes. And he gets back on his log. He starts washing it off with his little hands. He's got little hands, little claws. And he says, okay, is this clean? I'm going to give it a chomp. Nom, 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 nom. Yeah, wait, he's kind of, can I get a shot of him? And because the sun is so shining so brightly on my camera screen, I can't even find him on the camera screen. That's him right there, and of course now it doesn't want to focus. Okay, where's my Scratty friend? There he is. Smile, Scratty. He says, I'm not smiling, I'm eating my yummy lunch. And that reminds me, I need to eat some yummy lunch. Oh, he finished that piece. He's going to go back and get some more. He's going back to the yummy Scratty buffet that is the waterline of Herrenhaven. Oh, he's making me hungry. I'm starving now. I am absolutely starving. Oh, and I've got lots of yummy food for me at home. So here comes another walker. Lots of muskrats right at the waterline in the reeds. So I always got to tell everybody where the dudes are, because I like dudes. I'm walking off the boardwalk and back into the forest, and right here at the sub pond, right up here on the banks, here's my two goose buddies. Hello, goosers. I gotta check their ankles, see if it's anybody I know. Nope, I don't know this guy. He was looking at me pretty strangely. He's like, what are you doing? Because I was encroaching upon his personal space. Oh, and I don't want to do that. So I'm going to walk my way back out of the forest. I'm not going to go out to the blind today. We'll save that for the next time we're at Herrenhaven. I got to go home and eat some lunch. What do I feel like having? Well, I do have some hamburger. So I don't have to buy a hamburger. I could just make a hamburger. Yeah. And I got half a pound of mushrooms, and I got a salads, and I got salad dressing. Wow. I gotta say, I am super happy that we saw at least two muskrats today, if not three. I think we probably saw three altogether. Oh, so let's count it as three dudes. Three scratties on a lovely day. I needed this. I needed this to take my mind off all of my Eurorack enthusiast troubles. And you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, where we go out and we look for muskrats on lovely spring days like today. My name's Tobe, and I'm just about to walk out of the forest. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.